Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
What's going on, everybody? Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of today's episode so you can learn who won this week's free ride. We give away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA every single week. We do a random draw. If you left us a rating and review on iTunes, we do a random draw, and you could win a free ride to the $100 MBA. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a whole lot more. All you gotta do is, if you're on your iPhone, just tap on the cover art and you'll see a link that says, give us a rating and review. Click on that link and the rest is a piece of cake. Or on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. The Business Podcast is not about just learning about business, but doing business with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of The $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how not to become something you're not. Often when we're growing as an entrepreneur, we're growing our business online or offline. We're growing very quickly and we're not aware of who we're becoming. We find ourselves becoming a personality that we don't really recognize. And if you're doing well, often a lot of people don't like to change things up. They say, this is working. I don't want to change things up. Even though this feels fake, it's making me money. It's making the business do well. And it's a tough spot to be in. So how do you make sure you don't become that something that you're not? How do you keep track of who you are and your identity in your business? So you, your business, and your brand are all one thing. We get into it in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by 2for1creditlines.com. If you're a small business trying to grow, you're going to need some working capital, and 2for1creditlines.com can help you out. If you're a company that's been in business for more than a year, has a physical location, makes a minimum of $200K in annual sales, and has 9 to 40 employees, 2for1creditlines.com can get you that working capital to expand your business. Just visit 2for1creditlines.com, that's the number 2, the word 4, the number 1, creditlines.com, or call 888-853-7401. All loans are subject to credit approval. One of the reasons why you become something that you're not is because you start out in your business, or you start out in your brand not being authentic, not being yourself, because you feel like yourself is not enough. You feel like who you are as a person, as an entrepreneur, is not good enough to be successful. And that's where you fail. That's where you go wrong. Because in order to be successful, you have to be authentic. And if you're going to be authentic, people have to accept their strengths and weaknesses. That's part of being authentic. That's the fabric of being authentic. When I see somebody authentic, I say, wow, they're just who they are, and they just present themselves with their strengths and their weaknesses. You know, they're accountable. They're connected with their values and what they desire to actually deliver in their business. But they're consistent with their qualities, and they're consistent with their authenticity. So it's very important, especially when you're getting started or you're building a new business or a new brand, to make sure you tell yourself you have to be authentic. You have to be yourself, regardless of how painful that is. And again, the biggest pain is myself. Is that good enough for the public? And I'm here to tell you it is. Of course it is. People want to see people that are real, that are delivering on what they're doing, even though they have weaknesses just like we all do. See, if I see somebody doing a great job at something and they're teaching me something, and they have weaknesses, I say, wow, they're not perfect, but they're great at this, and they're delivering what they're promising despite their weaknesses. Now, part of being authentic is being self-aware. Authenticity starts when you start with the intention of being genuine. This is being self-aware. I'm aware that I have to do this to be genuine. I have to be authentic. You're telling yourself these things before you get into it. Now, this awareness has to look and feel real. It has to feel like you. And really what you're ultimately trying to do is you want to present yourself as if you were presenting yourself to a friend, a family member. Now, obviously, you're not going to have that direct closeness because these are people that are so close to you, but it should be an approximation. You know, I can just be completely myself with Nicole, or I could be completely myself with my sister, Mona, because, you know, we grew up together and she's going to be my sister regardless of what happens. So I'm okay with me being vulnerable or sharing or displaying some of my weaknesses. She probably already knows my weaknesses. It's okay. And the point here is that you're doing this with your audience. You're able to stand in the presence of your own imperfections because you accept you're a human being. You know, you have flaws. And your audience will really gravitate to the fact that you're real and that you embrace not only your talents and your strengths, but your weaknesses as well. Now, I'm not saying you have to put your weaknesses on display, but the point is that you shouldn't be portraying yourself as a superhuman, that you have no weaknesses. That's just not real, and that's not you. So be aware of that. Be self-aware of the fact that you got to be yourself with all your positive points and sometimes your negative points. So part of creating your business or your brand and not becoming something you're not, because sometimes people build this powerful brand and then they look at this thing, they look at their website, they watch their videos, they listen to their podcast, they're like, who is this person? This is not me. This is a persona I've put on to attract my audience. Now, how did you get there? How did you become this fake person? Well, whether you realize it or not, there were intentions there. You intentionally made choices that allowed that to happen. Now, an easy way to fix this or an easy way to do this again properly is to have different intentions, to have authentic intentions, to refine your values, to foster your own open mind and embrace the fact that you are who you are. And what I love about that is that no one can compete with you. You are an individual. There is no other you. There's no other Nicole. There's no other Omar. There's no other Tony Robbins. They are who they are. So if you're yourself, no one can really compete with you. So keep that in mind. Another exercise that's really helpful in breaking this seal of being authentic and making sure in your journey you don't become something you're not is to make sure you fill in the blanks and allow your audience to know things that you normally would not share because you feel like they're going to get to know you in a level that makes you a little bit uncomfortable because it displays some of your flaws. So in other words, you're filling in the blank of a sentence like, if you really knew me, you would know this about me. And I have a post on the $100 MBA that talks about some of the things you may not know about me. And the post is called 17 Things You Don't Know About Me But Should. And it's some personal things about my life, and it's also about business, some things that you wouldn't know just from the surface. And it's a way for me to break the seal and allow myself to be as authentic. It's almost like I'm forcing myself to be out there on stage in front of people and explain who my authentic self is. Another tip is notice when you're being inauthentic. You'll know it. You'll feel it. This could be through your writing. This could be through your speech. It could be through your marketing. Then explore, why are you being authentic? What are the fears? What are the beliefs that you're going through in your head? Why are you doing this right now? Why are you being something you're not? Stop it in its tracks before it grows. Another great tip is often we want to look like this authority, which is important. You have to be an authority in something. You have to know something. You have to offer something of value. And that's important. But in that process, share your journey. Show them that you're not always at this level. Even if that level is not that high right now, you've gone through some steps to get to the point you are right now. And show that you weren't perfect and are not perfect, but you are a little ahead of the person that you're speaking to, your audience. Again, most people don't want the biggest, best expert to tell them something or to show them something or to teach them something. They want somebody that's a few steps ahead of them because it's relatable. So show them the steps that you've gone through and how many steps you're ahead of them. That can really, really help you in building that authenticity and building a brand of the real you. Guys, I got more on today's lesson, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, the Minneapolis School of Art and Design. The Minneapolis School of Art and Design offers two post-baccalaureate certificates, graphic design and interactive design and marketing. But the application deadline for fall classes is June 1st. So make sure you apply as quickly as possible because spots are filling up quickly. Now, both programs are designed and scheduled with full-time working professionals in mind. So if you're working full-time or you're working on your business full-time, they've built these courses, they've built these programs just for you. Now, the graphic design program offers a mixture of evening, on-campus classes, and online classes for students who need the flexibility in their schedules, but they value an in-person classroom experience. While the interactive design and marketing program is 100% online, allowing students to learn according to their own schedule, wherever they are. Now, the graphic design program focuses on the fundamentals of contemporary graphic design with a strong emphasis on typography, print, and screen-based design. while the interactive design and marketing program will get students up to speed on current design and development trends in the world of screen-based media. That's technologies like HTML, CSS, PHP, MySQL, and JavaScript, and more. As you guys know, these are really useful skills to have. But remember, guys, that the applications for fall 2015 are due June 1st. So to apply or to get more information, please visit mcad.edu/professional. That's mcad.edu/professional. MCAD, where creativity meets purpose. Guys, I want to leave you with one more piece of advice in this lesson, and that's whatever you're creating, whether it's a service, a product, your new website, a video, a blog post, or even, you know, a podcast like this one. Once you've created it, if you're unsure if you're being authentic, if you're being yourself, if you're on the right path or not, share it with people that are close to you. Share it with family and friends. Ask them, is this me? Is this something that sounds familiar to you? Or are you listening to this like, who is this person? Like, you know, who's this persona? Don't be afraid to share your work with people that are close to you. I know it may feel a little bit embarrassing at the start, but you have to start sharing. Sometimes we feel it's easier to share things with strangers than people that really know us. But by getting that feedback, you know, okay, I am on the right track. I am being authentic, or I'm not, and I have to reevaluate how I'm presenting myself. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. But today is Free Ride Friday, so I got to announce today's Free Ride Friday winner who won the lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Again, guys, this is a random draw from anybody who left us an iTunes rating and review from any country around the world. Every Friday, we announce a winner, and they get a free lifetime access to the $100 MBA training and community. And this week winner is Shoe Lover Lauren. Shoe Lover Lauren says, can't believe it's not paywalled. 5 stars. Shoe Lover Lauren says, this is hands down the best podcast on iTunes. I'm surprised every day at how useful the content is. I've been able to put so many of the tips into practice right away in my full-time career as a marketing director for a large technology company, as well as a small business I'm launching in my limited spare time. I also love the 10-minute daily format. It's just enough time not to become overwhelmed by the chock full of strategies that Omar recommends. I had my new employee subscribe to the podcast as a part of her training process. I'd love to take the course and find out what Omar is not giving away for free in the podcast. It could become a tool for training for my company and the entire marketing and sales team. Well, Shoe Lover Lauren, congratulations. You actually won a free ride, so you can get to take a look at what's inside the $100 MBA training and community. Thanks again for the review, and thank you all for giving us amazing reviews every single day here on the $100 MBA show on iTunes. Thank you so much, guys. Shoe Lover Lauren, your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I want to leave you with this. The topic I talked about today is an intangible skill. It's not a strategy that we can like plan out on a whiteboard. It's something that's very important, but it's also very personal. And you have to be honest with yourself when it comes to things like this, about being authentic, about being yourself, about being honest, about using your own voice, about just admitting to yourself you are where you are right now. And sometimes it's good to communicate that with your audience and say, hey guys, this is where I am right now in my career, in my business, in my level of expertise. If you feel I'm useful because I'm at this level, great, I can help you. If I'm not, there are other experts you can look at. And a lot of people find that refreshing. We just go ahead and say, this is where we are right now. This is where I am right now. I hope I can help you. And it's also a relief for you because you feel like, wow, I can just feel good about it because I don't have to pretend anymore. I could just be myself. So sometimes just being honest with your audience can really, really help you out. But of course, first, you got to be honest with yourself. And that can take some soul searching. It takes some time. And it's a process. Don't expect things to change immediately. It takes some time to getting used to. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode, which is Q&A weekends, where we answer your questions. We got some great questions this weekend. I can't wait to answer them. I'll see you guys there. Take care.